Hello and welcome to a audio about the future of technology. And in particular, I'm going to focus on the future of technology in 20 years' time. It's very safe to speculate about the future of technology in 20 years' time because it's highly unlikely that I'll get it right. And this is offered in a spirit of fun. So I think the first thing is I think it's entirely possible that we'll have a revolution, a huge revolution, and it'll be back to the past. The whole of technology will become discredited. We will return to all electricity will be unlearned, and because it'll be seen as a negative force in society, we'll be back to lighted candles to light our houses. Gas may be used to light street lights, and people will go around lighting up gas lamps. The combustion engine will be finished and will be not repeated, and I think horses and carriages will be returned, and horses will come back as well in a big way. The bicycle will be uninvented, so the village will return to villages, and you know, people will return to the countryside because they'll need to grow their own food. Most people will grow their own food, and urban gatherings will gradually fail. And all modern weaponry will also be condemned to the scrap heap. And most fighting, which will of course be an enduring human sport, will be conducted with swords and bows and arrows. The gun will also be unlearned. And I could carry on like this, but I won't. I will say one thing, that roofs will be dispensed with. Houses will no longer be stable. People will increasingly live in tents. There will be a sharp rejection of medicine. More in the current trend of people living for longer and longer will be reversed. Infant mortality rate will go up, and penicillin will be unlearned, and the life expectancy of people will reduce. There will be... Yes, that's kind of one possibility. That's one scenario. That scenario includes the fact that there will be no more aeroplanes. And a corresponding increase, by the way, of birds. There'll be a much greater increased number of birds. A lot of the oceans of the world will be taken over by jellyfish. And... humans will stop swimming in the sea. That will become regarded as, you know, sea is not for swimming in. Probably no longer be safe to swim in the seas anyway. And all thoughts of space travel will be regarded as, backward thinking. And humans will settle down to live on Earth. And there'll be a massive increase in religion. There'll be more and more religions, and people will increasingly believe that the world is indeed flat as opposed to round, because the notion that the world is flat will be regarded as something that is no longer really acceptable. There'll be all sort of the perspective will be unlearned. So artists will not be using perspective in their paintings. So that's one whole scenario which may come about, and I'd have a very high a confidence that would take place, except for another scenario which is also possible. But to sketch this one, this is what I think will happen in 20 years' time. Again, the alternative strategy is that, first of all, There are a number of things that are going on in the present time that will guide us as regards what will happen in the future. If we go back 20 years and remember, you know, 20 years takes us back to well before the publication of the Clue Train Manifesto. The Clue Train Manifesto, published in written and published, I think, in 1999, is a series of 95 theses about what the digital world is going to be like. It's an absolutely seminal work, and if anybody comes across it, they will find that a lot of what was predicted in there has come about, but not everything has yet come about. Anyway, that came out of four guys in America, and I couldn't recommend the book too highly. And by the way, for those of you who are interested, there's been an update written in, I think, 2014. So the Clue Train Manifesto is updated. I won't quote from it now, but I just want to say that the context in which we're operating is the development of fusion. So that I expect in 20 years' time, all energy will come from fusion. The other development that's going on is that will imply the end of the use of fossil fuels entirely. Electricity or electrical fusion will be the predominant fuel, and also nobody will dream of driving a motor car. All motor cars are already becoming driverless. I suppose if we go out 20 years, I expect that there'll be something a lot better than the motor car for getting round. That's to do with fusion technology. I think the other technology that will really have risen to the fore is 3D printing. I think our houses will be printed. I think our the outside and the inside of houses will be printed. There'll be no people, you know, doing brickwork. There'll be nobody laying, all design will be done beforehand, and the houses will be constructed by... Now, the 3D printers will be run by robots. Now, where robot technology already exists, I expect all manual work to be done by robots. I expect a lot of intellectual work will be done by robots. And I expect an awful lot of people actually to not have to work at all, or to be... it's important that people have an outlet for what they're, you know, what they're going to do with their lives, but earning money will probably increasingly be not the case. So the extension of state benefits to people who don't have opportunities to do what we call today employment. So I expect that there'll be, that is by and large the replacement of money. I think, for example, that all of our food and all of our cooking will become automated, but intelligently automated, so that there'll be a learning, all the technology that drives food will be so smart, so intelligent, that we won't have to worry about diversity. Our diets will all be healthy, and the age expectancy will probably have risen to 150, I'd say. There is a law, I keep thinking it's Boyle's law, but it can't be Boyle's law because that has to do with the temperature, I think. But there's some law that says that the pace of technological change, the rate of technological change, is increasing, and increases by a factor of such and such every so many years. So instead of slowing down, the rate of technological advancement will speed up. What else to say? the productivity of agriculture will increase. Everything, yes, I knew there was something else I was going to say. The development of nanotechnology, of which I have some knowledge because I live in the city of Cork, and in the city of Cork, the Tyndall National Institute is located. And this is an institute which is world famous for the development of nanotechnology. And I would expect nanotechnology to be dominant. I would expect this to involve the implantation of sensors and other forms of device into the human body. We certainly won't be carrying around smartphones. We certainly won't be, you know, laptops and desktops will all be gone. The human body will have everything it needs within itself, and our hands will be free to do other things. What else can I think of will happen? In 20 years' time, right, what else could happen? Will music change in 20 years' time? Yes, some music will be composed by robots, but I think human beings will compose music as well, and the human voice will not be replaced. I think music will be enduring. I think there will be an awful lot more composers than there are now, because just about anybody who can hum a tune will be able to produce an orchestrated score. That's able to be done already, really. So I'm not really saying that can be. You know, you can actually hum a tune into a computer and it will provide you with the melody line, and you can, with the flick of a switch, make a complex arrangement to go with it. And so we'll all be publishers, we'll all be composers. It'll be equivalent to the book revolution. In other words, you know, people at one stage were so concerned that there would be too many books for people to read, and they're absolutely right. But what actually does happen is people become more and more discriminating about what they're reading, and we have much more options as regard what we're reading than we used to have. What other form of technology will we have? I think our roads will produce data. I think our roads, to the extent that we have roads, will produce a lot of data. There'll be sensors under the road. I do think manufacturing will be entirely carried out. Did I say that? I do think that this will lead to the beginning of something that will take a much longer period to develop, which is the genetic modification of the human race. In medicine, there'll be the development of genome and genetic controlling mechanisms. There'll be the end of a whole lot of diseases. I think we'll definitely have got the cure for malaria within the next 20 years. It may be Bill Gates who decides how to get it, but it may well be intelligent robots that come up with the cure. I'm just trying to think what else I'm forgetting about. We'll have a major problem, which is how to get enough water on Earth. I'd expect desalination to become more and more cheap, so that a lot of the water in the oceans can be used as drinking water. I think the humble toilet, invented, I think, by Thomas Crapper, will become an intelligent place, and our stools will be analysed by the toilet, our urine will be analysed by the toilet, and the results will be automatically transported or communicated to our doctors, and our doctors will be proactive in calling us in without us having to do anything. I think that will happen really much sooner than 20 years. I think there will be, contrary to Bernie Goldbach's expectation, or slightly different from Bernie Goldbach's expectation when he said that he thinks that a lot of the Internet of Things will have, you know, failures, I think that there will be an increasingly learning from failures. So I would expect that the technology will get more and more reliable. And so human beings will, and this takes me back to another piece of audio I did some time ago, but I think it'll take more than 20 years. But the gradually through random variations, there'll be modification to genes, and as a result of that, you know, parts of the body which aren't any longer needed will stop being reproduced. Anyway, that's another topic. That's further on than 20 years. So I think that's kind of how it'll go. And what I would say is that it'll probably be more radical than I have sketched, because more or less every thinker who has tried to anticipate the future has underestimated the extent to which the future will have changed. So if I say that, let us say that things will change, you know, approximately 1.5 times what I've said, I would be inclined to put that down as what's likely to happen. Anyway, there we are. Will, the last point, I suppose, that is worth flagging up, that is implied by the wonderful question from the wonderful Sassy Cat, is will the sum of human happiness be greater or less? And that's a great question for another day. What will happen to our happiness? Something will definitely happen to our happiness. Will we become more emotionally intelligent? That's another interesting question that comes out of it. Or will the human race become increasingly redundant? I think it would take another audio to discuss this issue. Okay, thanks a million for listening to me. It's been a joy to do my best to share with you, and also to share with myself what I think might happen. I don't know if option A or option B, which is more likely of the two, so I leave that up to you to judge. Are you in the camp of option A? Are you in the camp of option two? So thanks very much. Over and out. Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, wishing you a great, great technological feast.